It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Jeff Spurgeon. The Under the Radar Festival of New and Unusual Theatrical Works at the Public Theater is over now, but one of last year's breakout hits from the festival back then is having a brief encore run. It's called, hang on for this now, Gob Squad's Kitchen, You've Never Had It So Good. The piece is inspired by the movies of Andy Warhol. It features live homages to celebrated, if rarely viewed, Warhol movies. Very first of all, Charles, the show is about Andy Warhol movies. If I don't know anything about Andy Warhol or Andy Warhol movies, am I still going to enjoy this show?
I think so, because it's not really specifically about the movies themselves. It certainly alludes to quite a few of them. But it's more about the time period in which they were made, which was, you know, the 60s. Warhol is very much an emblematic figure, and I think pretty much anybody knows everything they need to know about Warhol to enjoy the show.
What is Gob Squad?
Well, basically, it's a collective of German and British artists, and they specialize in work that combines video and theater. They're sort of making the making of film into a live theatrical event.
Okay, and so Gob Squad is the troupe. And Kitchen is the Andy Warhol movie that they're using as a template for this show. Now, are they recreating the movie on stage?
No, they're not, and thank God. apparently, there are only three copies extant, as we learned from the show. But from what I've read, it's a typical Andy Warhol movie where, you know, tedium is the reigning aesthetic. It was sort of built as a vehicle for Edie Sedgwick, who was Andy's big
muse
at the time. Yeah. But apparently she couldn't remember any of her lines, and she had a very bad cold, so she kept sneezing through the whole thing, which added a note of spontaneity.
So that was the movie.
Yeah.
What does Gob Squad do with it?
They're sort of using it as an artifact from the time and trying to get back to that moment of excitement when, as they say, everything was changing and sex was going to get a lot more interesting.
Now, I understand the show involves generous helpings of audience participation.
You don't actually see the actors for most of the show. They're behind the screen performing live, and that's being projected onto screens. And then what they do, which is actually really quite fun, normally I'm totally allergic to audience participation, but they individually come out and recruit members of the audience to play their roles. And they sort of give them headsets and feed them lines of dialogue. And I was quite charmed by how well the volunteers took to these chores.
Is there any aim to make a larger comment on Warhol's achievements as a movie maker in the show?
I'm not so sure that's the point. I think what they're trying to do is comment on how elusive the past is, but they sort of awaken you to the excitement of being in the present moment.
Gob Squad's Kitchen, You've Never Had It So Good, inspired by the movies of Andy Warhol, is playing through February 5th at the Public Theater's Newman Theater in the East Village. And we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times each week here on WQXR, and we'll again next week at this time. Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, Jeff.